A UN-backed team of investigators has been gathering evidence on war crimes, crimes against humanity and genocide in Iraq, with a view to prosecuting Islamic State militants. So far, more than 200 mass graves holding up to 12,000 bodies have been discovered in areas once controlled by the Islamic State group. But building evidence to uncover the massacre of entire families in the minority Yazidi community, for instance, has proven difficult, with the search for DNA likely to bring scientists to Australia. Karim Khan heads the UN investigative team to promote accountability for crimes committed by the Islamic State group. He spoke to me earlier from Baghdad.
Thank you so much, Fran. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Karim Khan, how close is your team to prosecuting the first Islamic State group suspect?
We're still in the process of building cases and collecting evidence. We have a massive task ahead of us, given the scale of Daesh criminality, but we are hoping in the next 2 months to feed into domestic prosecutions in countries outside of Iraq. And of course, we're trying to get evidence that can feed into Iraqi courts if there's fair trials in accordance with international standards.
And what sort of crimes are you investigating? I know you've discovered 200 mass graves. Are these the crimes you're investigating?
Well, our mandate is to investigate acts that may constitute the crimes of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. As you're aware, the Daesh, ISIS, ISIL, what I call the un-Islamic state, held control of a massive swathe of territory the size of the United Kingdom for, 3 years or thereabouts. And every community has been targeted and has suffered deep wounds, whether it's the Yazidi community or the Christians, whether it's the Shias that were massacred in Tikrit Air Academy, or the Sunni tribes that were targeted, or minorities like the Kakai and Shabak. So we have a duty and a responsibility to follow the evidence that will ensure that every community that was targeted have those crimes investigated, and those investigations and that evidence feed into any available domestic prosecution, so that law may triumph and there may be proper accountability that will stand the test of time.
That is a massive task. How are you gathering, how are you and your team gathering this evidence?
Well, what we've done is, because we have to, simultaneously make it clear that there's no hierarchy of victims. Every human life, regardless of which religion or which tribe or which ethnicity or gender or sexual orientation an individual may come from, every single community has a right for justice. But at the same time, I've asked all communities, please be patient with UNITAD a bit more, because I can't have this small team everywhere simultaneously. It's not a legal battalion that we have. It's a small team. We're getting hopefully additional assistance. Hopefully Australia also. I think we're in contact with Radar. And hopefully we'll get to some additional personnel. But we've had to prioritize. And as I told the Security Council in New York last week, we are focusing on three initial areas. Sinjar region, which was largely the crimes against the Yazidi community. Mosul, which is was the headquarters of the so-called caliphate. And then also Spica, where about 1,700 young and armed Air Force cadets were taken to the river and shot, or taken to former palaces of Saddam Hussein and executed. So we have to use imaginative ways. We're trying to leverage the latest technology. We're trying to reach out to communities, and also states have an important role.
But if you're, for instance, the news is that you are getting close to your first prosecution, I mean, one person, obviously these are mass graves that you're looking at in many cases, literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people killed, be many more than one person. How are you gathering evidence to zero in on one person? Is it through interviews? Are people identifying photographs? Are you seeing one person? I mean, it just seems odd to me that you're just finding one person.
Well, we're not finding one person. We're at the early stages, and there's going to be, there's many thousands that are in custody in Iraq, and there's many people in Europe that are in custody, and there's people under investigation in multiple jurisdictions. And UNITAD is not, we have a mandate to conduct independent and impartial and credible investigations with Iraq as the primary intended recipient. But we have also a clear mandate that we can feed into and support investigations in any national court that holds fair trials in accordance with international standards. So in the next 2 months, I mean, the evidence that we're feeding into and supporting is a domestic prosecution of a member state of the United Nations. We're giving them, you know, hopefully facilitating the taking of evidence and feeding into that. We have a number of requests from various states to support their own bit to ensure accountability. And at the same time, we're building our own cases that we hope will feed into prosecutions in appropriate courts. But also, Daesh was quite unusual in the sense their crimes were not in the shadows. They were not in the dark corners, hidden from the cameras. They deliberately glamorized and put forward sophisticated propaganda videos in which they document themselves some of these awful crimes. We see toddlers who can hardly speak, and maybe they can't speak, tottering up to an individual with a gun and killing them at point blank range. So you have these awful crimes where the most vulnerable and innocent members of society, namely our children, are weaponized in the most, you know, perverted way possible. And we have, you know, you would have seen perhaps some of your viewers, children, you know, who behead, adults and people burnt alive. The critical part is in order to try and get those that bear greatest responsibility is the nexus. And the full panoply of law enforcement and investigative tools used, whether it is, you know, cell phones or computers, whether it is cell site data, whether it is social media, what they post on the internet, or our own investigations. And we have to harness this universe of material that's out there in Iraq, in member states, and on the internet, to retrieve it, to organize it, and then conduct our own targeted investigations to build cases.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Karim Khan is the head of the UN investigative team to promote accountability for crimes committed by ISIS. The ISIS fighters detained in Syria and Iraq include many that are foreign fighters from around 50 countries. World leaders, including our own Prime Minister Scott Morrison, have been grappling with what to do with those detained jihadists. Is that impeding your investigation or impeding ultimately the trials if it comes to that?
Currently, I'm focused within my current mandate, which is to investigate, to analyse, to gather, to collect evidence, to identify gaps, to fill those gaps, to promote throughout the world accountability for Daesh crimes, and then to look at what courts are available to me to conduct fair trials. And I think while we're doing that, to the extent states wish to discuss other options and other avenues, they should do that.
But there won't be an international criminal court proceeding or a special court?
Well, currently the International Criminal Court does not have jurisdiction. It's not a state party. Iraq is not a state party. There's no referral. So we're looking at the mandate that was created at the moment is to feed into domestic prosecutions in Iraq or anywhere else that are willing to conduct fair trials.
Can I just ask you finally, bones have recently been exhumed from some of the mass graves, particularly in the Yazidi stronghold of Sinjar in northwest Iraq. In terms of the genetic identification, about 100,000 Yazidis fled Iraq during the so-called caliphate. Some came to Australia. Are people in places like Australia, are they offering to assist your team in compiling some kind of genetic database? Is that what's going to be required?
Yes, a fabulous question. At the moment, we've taken part in those exhumations and have worked with the Iraqi authorities for the first exhumation to take place in Sinjar. And I know Australia has been very generous with the, you know, with the number of Yazidis that are in Australia. We've tried to and succeeded to ensure that there's been a transfer of samples, DNA samples from surviving family members from the Kurdish regional authority areas into Iraq. So we have one unified database. There are, of course, a dispersed diaspora in Australia, in Germany and elsewhere. And I think we have to be quite open to taking samples more widely than in this region, given that sometimes, you know, a lot of families have been wiped out and it's otherwise difficult to do complete investigation.
And can I just ask you briefly and finally, as I say, this is a massive task. Will you expect ultimately trials in a place like Australia?
Well, it's for Australia. If Australia makes a request to UNITAD to assist with any case, any person they have in their custody or an investigation, this is our job. Our job is
to
assist.
But won't it work the other way around, that you aren't you identifying the suspects and building the evidence and then contacting the member states?
It's both ways. It's quite correct. In terms of the evidence, if we find evidence that a suspect or an accused is in a member state, we have the means to identify that individual. But conversely, and this is the case of some requests, individuals that are suspected of being members of Daesh and committing offences are apprehended because of a reasonable basis to believe their involvement, but additional support is needed to domestic law enforcement. And because we're here on the ground and we have our own capacities, we can also support those. So really, I don't think we have there's not a binary approach. It's our job, and I think what UNITAD is trying to do is find as many ways as possible to ensure that the imperative of accountability and fair trials is vindicated, as promised to the victims in Security Council Resolution 2379.
Karim Khan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks enormously.
Karim Khan, QC, the head of the UN investigative team to promote accountability for crimes committed by the Islamic State militant group in Iraq.